Thank you, Paul. This is holy God and made holy people. That's where we came to. And we go to Luke chapter 5, verses 1 to 11, I guess. That's the text for this special day. And the lectionary schedule says that this is the text set up for Super Bowl Sunday. It's interesting. So we'll see what we can do with the text. If you look at verse 44 of chapter 4 of Luke, Ta in karuson es tas synagogues tes Judaios, and he was preaching in the synagogues of Judea. This is Jesus. Remember last week's text was the proclamation of the gospel from Luke chapter 4. Now we come to chapter 5 of Luke. Interesting text here. Eganeto de ento tan oklon epikestai auto kai akuen tan logon tu theu kai autos en hesteos para ten limen genezareth. That is the context. Eganeto, we know this is the arrest of Ginnamai. It came to pass, it so happened, narrative begins, day is the post positive, it just is a continuation of the proclamation of Jesus preaching as I mentioned in verse 44 of the previous chapter. There Jesus was preaching in the synagogues of Judea. Now what happens? Yen to ton o clon epikemai. Epikemai is to come together. This is an infinitive epikestai. They were coming together, pressing toward, native case, auto, unto him, around him, pressing him, pressing around him, and crowding around him. And if you have ever been, well, even these days you cannot see a crowding situation downtown. We are pretty much independent people driving a huge truck just to take one passenger along. That's how individualized our culture is. But go to the ballpark or go to the movie theater where you see the crowding, especially when the first show is first released and stuff. It is worse than that. When you don't have boundaries and sentries and security watching over the superhero of the event, you are crowded around and people are coming around him. Kai akuen, note the word akuo, infinitive. This is one of purpose, shall we say? Yeah, for the purpose of akuo, big word in the Old Testament and also in the New Testament, when God speaks, we better hear, listen. It does, I'm going to press this, I think there is a sense, linguistically no, but practically I think there is a sense to press this into hupakuo. That obedient sense. I think it is possible to do it. Okay, here, akuen ton tu, ton logon tu theu, the word of God. Important phrase for us to put in perspective. Jesus came proclaiming the kingdom. He came proclaiming the word of God. He himself is the word incarnate. So these people are not coming to Jesus for nothing. They are coming to Jesus to listen to the word of God. Kai autos en hestos. That's the perfect participle, active participle of histemi. And this is perfect once, a couple steps backwards, but in this context I'm going to take this with a present meaning. And Jesus was standing, took his place, and Jesus was standing para ten limnen. That's the word for lake. Gennesaret, translated as Chinneroth. Does it look like a violin or so? Yeah, that little lake on the side of Gennesaret lake, Jesus was standing. Ka Aden, third person singular aorist, Horao Opsamai Aden, saw, Jesus saw, this is third singular, duo ploia, two boards, hestota, another again stood perhaps, standing again here, neutral ten limen on the side of the lake. So there is Jesus crowded around by people, but he is standing by the lake, and then he sees two boats. Verse 2, the second half, ha de I highly ace. These are fishermen. These fishermen up auton, apobantes from it. Apobantes, apobino is to descend. This is another aorist participle. They were descending, or shall we say, having disembarked. Is that right? Yeah. Having disembarked, as you exited the boat, as they exited the boat, eplonon, this is the word for cleaning, ta duktua. They were cleaning, they went on cleaning, this is an imperfect, okay? They were cleaning the nets. That's the natural thing the fishermen would do. And verse 3, embas, emba, you know, this is again an aorist, embarking, eis, de eis hen to ploion. That's the singular. Ton ploion, one of the boats. Getting into one of the boats. Ha, relative pronoun continues to explain which kind of boat. And the one that was Simonas, of Simon. We understand this to be Simon Peter. Erotesen. Erotavo is to ask, and this is aorist and third singular. He asked him, believe, Simon, apotes ges, from the land, ep on again. Another aorist infinitive active, focus on action. Please put it out. Okay? Lead it out into a little, from the ground in a little ways into the water. Kathizas, again, aorist participle of kathizo, to sit. De, on the other hand, ek to ployo edidasken. Kathizas, sitting, having sat, or sitting, he keeps on sitting, at the boat, or out of the boat, but a place in the boat, he, having sat, edidasken, from didasko, imperfect, he went on teaching to oklos, the crowd. There was plenty of crowd going around. A picture scene, and he has this platform. He is probably having some private space around. He is sitting there. That's his podium. Then the crowd is crowding around in the dry land. That is the context. Verse 4. Hos de epausato lalon, and when he had ceased or taken a break, epaomai, third person singular of aorist, he said, when he was done speaking, apen, he said to Simon, Epanagate, epanage, this is again the imperative, you put this out, eisto bathos, into the depth or into the deep waters. Kai kalasate, kalao is to lower, another aorist imperative, focus on action, you better lower ta diktua, the net. Humon, your net is agron. This is for the purpose of a catching. Agro is to catch. For a catching. Kai apokrite Simon apen. You know the standard response. Apokrinamai. This is again an aorist participle. Simon answered and said. How do you say without answering? How do you answer without saying? Okay, you could gesture. But, epistata, this is a word to take into account. I think this is pretty much lucan. Curios is what you hear, or didaskalos, and this is the Aramaic, the Hebrew rabbi, a pretty personal call. I think the word is used particularly in Luke about six times. episteme. Master is probably a good translation. Master, dia holes nuktos throughout the night, copia centes. Copiaso is the word to labor, to work hard. This masculine plural is participle, having we all worked hard through the night, through the whole night. Holes nuktos, uden elabomen. Lambano lemsomai elabon erist. We, plural, we have received, we have gotten, we have taken nothing. Now you, master, tell us to go put out into the deep. Epidetogrammati, su, upon your word, native, relying on your word, counting on your word, trusting your word. Just imagine, you have my word on it. And Jesus' words are taken literally because they are powerful. There is that sense of obedience coming here. Kalasota dictua. We shall put out the, no, I shall put out the net dictua. Kai tuto poiesantes, poievo, this is an earnest participle, masculine, plural. Sut ek kleisan, kleio is the word to lock, gather, collect. Sut ek kleisan, pletos ikthun, ikthos is the word for fish, this is plural. Polo, polo here is used adjectively. Had a great collection of a multitude of fish. Diereseto, this is a third indicative passive, de ta dictua auton. The net diereso would be to split apart or to break. Yeah, the net, their net almost broke. I'm using that much liberty to say that. This was at the breaking point, the net was. That's the implication of that phrase there. Kai kata nusan, verse 7, kai kata nusan, and they signaled. Kata nuo is to actually nod. I think they must have also waved and not a tois metakois. Metakois is the word for partners, business partners. So there was another group that was working elsewhere, and they nodded to the partners, their partners, ento hetero ploio. You know, what's the word? There is the word for alos and heteros, two different words in the Greek. So this is the other boat. Their fellow partners in the other boat, they nodded. Sum balestai altois. Two elthontas, that's the another aorist participle, so we'll translate this as having come. Sum sullabestai. Sullabomai would be to lend a helping hand or to give a help. Give help. Come with a helping hand. Having come to help them. Kai elthon kai e pleasant amphotera ta poyata. And having come, they came and filled amphotera, the two. Yeah, amphotera used to hear adjectively, the two boats they filled, hostel, to the extent that butizo is to go down or to dim, to the extent that it filled, the net filled, no, it went down. Idon, verse 8, Idon, Zon, Simon, Petros, this idon is the aorist participle, having seen. On the other hand, Simon Peter, having seen this, pros epesen, pros pipto is to fall toward, epesen is aorist, tois gonosisen, gonosen, gonos is the word for knee, and having seen this, Simon Peter fell, pros epesen, tois gonosin esu, on the knees of Jesus. He fell on Jesus' knees. I used to think that Peter fell on his knees, and now he's falling on Jesus' knees. Is this not a sense of dependency? Lord, you are the one to help us out here. If you can picture this, I can go back to my culture and see when you go out to marry your spouse, the son falls on the knee of the father to receive the blessing. A sense of dependency and also a sense of saying goodbye. And this is a person who depends. And put that Jesus in the context of the Lord, onto whose knees a disciple falls. Brings us also the Isaiah 6 text in perspective. I am God and you are not. Okay, the Holy One, Incarnate One, has come down, touched down, and become a human being. And Peter now confronts him. A liminal moment, shall we call this. Okay? Pros epesentois gunasin esun. Legon, saying, this is Peter, is still the speaker, ex elte apo emu. This is an ex erkamai, aorist imperative here. Get off from me. Stay away from me. Stay away from me. Hati, for, because, anir, hamatolos ami, kyrie. Look at the word there. I mentioned the epistetes word already, when was it? In verse 5. Now we have the kurios expression. My Lord and my God, to Thomas' response to the resurrected Lord, remember. Okay. The significance here again in the context of Isaiah 6, anir hamatolos ami. I am a sinner man. I'm a mere mortal man. I'm a sinner. And I cannot, by my own reason, understand that I'm a sinner. The Holy God touching humans, sinners, he was a man except in sin. And the twine come together here. Lord, I believe that's a significant intentional change of use from epistheta to kurios here. That's verse 8. Thambos gar peri esken. Peri echo is to go around, to have it around. So this is already aorist. So surrounded. Thambos is the word for wonder, astonishment, surprise, etc., coming from your inner parts itself. A wonder surrounded him. Kai pantas tu sun auton. This auton singular is referring to Peter. Kai pantas tu sun auton. And everyone with him. This he already nodded for this fellow fishers from the other boat to come, so the crowd is getting larger, and the crowd that is watching the whole scene wonder overpowered them. Epi te agra ton ik ton hon sun alaban. Upon the agra, upon the catch of the fish, plural, on the one, relative pronoun, genitive, Sun Alaban, Sun Lamba, no? Which this is Eris, which they had taken, the catch they had taken. Homoios, parallel word, likewise also, let's see if you read Jacobon, that is James, and Ioannin, and Zebedaiu, and sons of Zebedee, James and John, sons of Zebedee, the ones Ahoy Esan, they were Koinonoi Ton Simoni. They were Koinonos, is a partner. English being my second language, I have a few sacred words, such as when I think of church, I think of the Christian church, congregation, or even fellowship. I can't think of fellowship outside Christian context, okay? For me, the word koinonia is such. It's a sacred word, but it's also a business word, partner. This is a fellow partner with Simon, okay? The point I would like to make is from this calling and from this miraculous catch and from this witness of the kingdom, Jesus Christ is calling people to his fellowship. Ka epen pros tan semona ho Jesus, Jesus is the narrative part, noun there, Jesus, subject of the sentence, Jesus said to Simon, me phobou, do not fear, do not fear. Go back to Isaiah 6 again. Apo to nun, from now on, anthropos esse zogron, you shall be catchers of human beings. From now on, you shall be catchers of human beings. Kai kata gogontes, and this is an irresponsible, having brought down tapoya, the boards, upon the ground, upon the land, authentes, afiemi, is to leave this irresponsible, having left everything, ekoluthesan, akoluthewo, this is eris, they followed out of him, leaving the net, they followed him. Recall the invitation Jesus has had early in his ministry when he called the disciples, come follow me. And this is what is happening in this case too. The ministry has been announced, the kingdom has been announced, the kingdom has come in Jesus. Now he is gathering folks so that they may go out and preach the kingdom, a preparation from one kind of a vocation to a divine call to be ministers of the gospel. The miraculous catch, if that helps to put this in the Super Bowl context, when we look for the great touchdown or the miraculous catch there, go for it, and the catch for the kingdom will be the catch of the text here.